Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections.
Hello, my name's Kirsty Neat and I'm the Head of Collections here at Manx National Heritage. I've worked here at the museum for over 25 years now, and the object I'm going to talk about today is something that caught my eye very early on when I was a young curator working in the art store looking at the art collection. It's quite a humble piece, and I think I was drawn to it probably because of that humble nature. It's an oil on board painting of a lady in her older years, dressed in fairly traditional Manx costume. She's wearing a lovely crisp white bonnet. She has a pink shawl over her shoulders, covering a brown working dress, and she's wearing another beautifully crisp white apron. She's leaning on a rail, on a footpath, against a landscape which is not particularly identifiable. Her face is sort of framed by this beautiful white bonnet. She's looking down at the floor and her hand is just holding on to the rail as she leans against the post. I can't really put into words why I was drawn to this picture. I think when I look at artworks, I'm initially looking at colours. I'm very much drawn to the colours. And I think with this picture in particular, it was the whiteness of the lady's clothing, of her bonnet and her apron. This lady, I probably assumed, was a working lady, maybe a farmer's wife, something like that. And she's obviously got quite dressed up for this particular portrait, and she's, you know, looking very fresh and smart. We don't know who painted the painting. However, we do know who the painting's of. We have an accession register which tells me that this painting came into the museum collections way back in 1949, and it was donated by a man called John Curtis, and the lady in the picture is known as Old Mother Kringle. Her real name was Mary Ann Kringle, and she was the donor's grandmother. And this is where the sort of power of storytelling really grows with this picture. So initially I was just drawn to it because of the colours and what I saw as quite a sort of quiet, beautiful scene. But actually, Old Mother Kringle has her own story. And her husband, Frank, kept the donkey stands at the bottom of Broadway on Douglas Promenade for many, many years in the late 19th century. Here at the museum, all of our newspapers have been digitised up to about the 1960s. So it's actually possible to look in the newspapers and find out a bit more information about the donkey stand. And indeed, reports show you that the Kringles were running the donkey stands well into the 20th century. And obviously these donkeys were part of the tourist attraction on Douglas Beach. So going back to the portrait, you have this lady who, in the accessions register, it tells us that she's in her 70s when this portrait's taken. And she's worked all her life with her husband, running the donkeys, looking after them in their stables when they're not working, but also through the winter months, and then getting them ready for the summer and for what we call the season for the tourists. I believe that Elizabeth Ann died around 1902, but her husband Frank Kringle carried on running the stands at the bottom of Broadway. So the portrait of Old Mother Kringle is on display in the Museum 100 exhibition, tucked amongst the large gilt frames of much grander paintings. And if you have time, I'd encourage you to come and have a look. Come and see Old Mother Kringle and enjoy the painting as I do.